be helpful. If you have your Bibles with you today, turn with us to the first epistle of Peter. Turn with us, if you will, to chapter number 5. 1 Peter, chapter number 5. Lord willing, today we're going to focus upon verses 6 down through verse number 11 of Peter's letter to the church that was scattered. Now, remember, dear friends, Peter wrote this general letter in about 60 A.D. during a time of what was called the Diaspora. There was a great scattering of Jews and Gentiles coming under much persecution and much hardship and pain. We read just a few moments ago in our lead-in scripture that Jesus Christ set the example. And you and I are to follow that example with the stresses and the hardships that we've faced in this life. You might say, Brother Lynn, how do we do that in the day and time in which it is that we live? Well, dear friends, we live in what is known as the dispensation of grace. We live in the time where the unmerited favor of God is extended to all of those who know Him through faith. And Peter writes this letter to a troubled people. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resisteth steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us into His eternal home by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you, oh, so good. But the God of all grace, who hath called us into His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, established, strengthened, settled you. To Him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Oh, dear friend, when the Holy Spirit lay this message upon our heart, we begin to focus upon God's man Peter, on how that he ministered in a time of hardship and great upheaval. As I began to look here, God's word, the Lord began to remind me that in the day and time in which it is that we live, there seems to be hardships at every turn. It seems as though the world around us is spiritually unraveling. And we know, dear friend, the old devil who walks about as a roaring lion has a desire to devour and to destroy and to hinder and to harm the people of God. And I thought about how that the hardships that we face and the hardships that Peter faced and the people he was writing to, I thought about how that they, like we, can rise above. I thought about the goodness of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who came to this old world, and He suffered, and He took on the sins of the world to bring hope in a world that had no hope. I tell you today, friend, by my faith in Jesus Christ, I have hope today. I have a blessed assurance, knowing without a shadow of doubt, come hell or high water, praise God, I will prevail. You say, how? Brother Lynn, simply through my faith in Jesus Christ, my Lord. I want you to understand something today, dear friends. I couldn't make it without him. But praise be to God. Through him, praise God, I'm going to make it all the way. And I'm thankful today, as a sinner saved by grace, I can declare his glorious name, and to know whatever I face, whatever may befall me, my Lord, who loves me and cares for me, will enable me to press on. I say that to say this. I don't know what trial, what opposition, what tribulations you may be going through in the day and time in which it is that we live. But I can tell you today, these trials and these pitfalls of life are opportunity to show the faithfulness of God. I believe, dear friends, that the one that I served has saved my soul. He never leaves me nor forsakes me. I thought about those scattered Christians that was there in Peter's day, how that the Romans were persecuting them, how that the hardships and the negativity seemed to be a pressing thing. But they, like we, can prevail through them by the goodness and the glory of God. Oh, as I began to focus upon that, the Lord began to remind me of what thus saith the Word of God there in Matthew chapter 11, in verses 28 through verse number 30. You remember what Jesus declared to those who knew him through faith, who faced hardship, who faced trial and upheavals. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." I don't know about you, but praise be to God, I need his help. Without him, I can do nothing. But praise be to God, through him, all things are possible. You say, "Brother Lynn, I have people who ridicule. I have people who are hateful. I have people who are unkind." I tell you today, the Bible teaches us to example ourselves like Jesus Christ, and let us set an example in a lost, dying, and needful world. Is it hard? Yes. Is it challenging? Yes. And I can tell you today, on authority of God's word, that greater he that is within me than he that is in the world. And I tell you today, if you will put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, the hardships and the stresses of life can be beneficial, praise God, to you. I believe, dear friends, at the problems and the woes that we face in this life, I believe, dear friends, that there are opportunities to grow. You say, "How, Brother Lynn, can I grow in the midst of so much pain?" Peter writes in verse 6 of 1 Peter 5, he says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in good time." Oh, dear friends, what Peter is saying, when you humble yourself, when you lay pride to the side, and you pray for your enemies, and you uplift those who accuse you, and you're sincere to the Lord, you can rest assured that the mighty hand of God will lift you up. He will strengthen you. He will settle you. He will bless you. He will help you. And praise God, he'll help you get through. I believe, dear friends, without a shadow of doubt, it is God's will, and we're to live life and not have life to live us. I believe, dear friends, that God has brought us here to bless us and to help us with the trying times we face. Well, you see, dear friends, what did Peter say? Peter said this. He said, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. He didn't say some care. He said all care. And I tell these children at Kids for Christ in Briceville and Lake City, it doesn't matter how small or minute the problem may be. If it means something to you, it means something to God. And we are to call out. We're to cast our cares upon the Lord, because the Lord cares for all of us. If he didn't care, he wouldn't have gave himself. If he didn't care, he wouldn't have taken our place. And Jesus is saying, not to let us to get caught up with the circumstances and the momentum of the world, but to look at his example through his vicarious sufferings, how that we're to conduct ourselves in the world in which it is that we live. You may work a lifetime to build and grow a testimony and a witness, but be careful, dear friends. You can destroy all that you built in less than 10 seconds. God has blessed us to be the light in this lost, dying, and needful world. That's why that the Holy Spirit laid this message upon our heart. Can hardship and stress be helpful? Yes, it can. I can tell you from personal experiences, it's when the going gets tough. That's when I pray the most sincere. And you do too. Listen, I've told you this a long time ago. When I had $5 in my pocket and a quarter of a tank of gas and that old Camaro I had, I didn't need nothing. But when I didn't have two nickels to rub together and didn't have a thimble full of gas, I needed everything. You see, dear friends, what we're saying is the Lord God that we serve and belong to is the God of the good times and the bad times and all points in between. We're to live like a saint on Sunday and glorify his name on Monday. And we can get caught up in the things of life. Somebody can look at us the wrong way, and we'll get mad, and we'll drop it at a drop of a hat and drop the hat ourselves. Hinder and wipe out our whole day. Heck, wipe out our whole week. Allow the devil to take refuge in our hearts. Allow old Satan to saturate us with his wiles and his evil tactics. That's why he encouraged those of the dysphoria to cast their care upon the Lord, and the Lord would care for them if they would humble themselves and look to Jesus Christ. He and he alone could bless them tremendously, because he said this, be sober. You know what that means? It doesn't mean about drunkenness. The Greek word for this sober means to be watchful. Peter, he declared to be watchful, to be vigilant, to stand on guard, because your adversary, the devil, has a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour. What he's saying is this, Satan is looking for a weak spot in your life and in my life to attack and to bring oppression. I believe, dear friends, that you and I are not to give place to the devil, but to submit ourselves to the Lord by casting our care upon him. You know, the world around us could use a little bit more care. The world around us could use a little bit more compassion. If we was compassionate as we need to be, this old world would be a better place. If we would do the things that God would have us to do, if we would remain and resist the wiles of the devil and stay steadfast in His Word, we know without a shadow of a doubt that the glory that belongs to all of us of faith can accomplish a great deal in our lives. But if we focus upon the things that beset us, if we dwell on the negativity of the world, it will creep into who we are. You know, sometimes I like watching the news. I do. But there's so much bad news out there, I can just take just a little bit. Sometimes just a few minutes is about all I can stand. I have to turn it off. Why? Because I tell you, as the old people used to say, this place is going to hell in a handbasket. That's why that we, as children of faith, are to be vigilant and not allow the circumstances and the trials of life dictate how we conduct ourselves in the world that's around us. We'll come in. The frown on her face will come in disheartened and low. We'll come in dwelling on everything but what we need to be dwelling on. Satan will have a field day with us, and he'll ride the church with us, and he'll sit with us, and he'll probe us, and he'll prod us, and he'll say, I wish that spitting loudmouth preacher would hush. And if we're not careful, we'll give place to that. If we're not careful, we'll allow something somebody said and done to infiltrate our lives in such a way it will dominate all that we are. When we are to be focused on Jesus Christ, when we are to be vigilant in our efforts to glorify our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you may say, Brother Lynn, the woes of life are wearing me down. That's why Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Give you rest. I'll bless you to have what you need. I will help you and enable you to rise above if we'll let Him. Can hardships, can stress be helpful? If it puts you on your knees, it can. Not too long ago, as a matter of fact, just a short time ago, got so wound tight that I knew that I could destroy my witness. Not in 10 seconds, maybe 2. I had to dig deep. I was in my car and I was praying. And I said, Lord, if you can get me home, I'm going to go straight in the house. And I'm going to go in that bedroom. And I'm going to fall on my knees. Me and Jesus just had a coming together. You know, that makes a difference, don't it, Camden? When you can come together with the Lord. With the Lord. Now, if that day had been perfect, if everything had fell into place, if all that had transpired had went in my way of thinking, would I have done that? Probably not. But because the world seemed to be closing in around me, I had to look to a higher power. I had to draw from the strength of Emmanuel to be able to do the things that God would have me to do. If we allow anger, if we allow malice, if we allow the iniquities that so easily tramples upon our heart, minds, and souls dictate us, I tell you, we will find ourselves quickly out of the will of God. That's why that when Jesus was traveling those dusty roads between Capernaum and Jerusalem and Jericho, he had a humility about him. He had a sternness and a firmness that we're to apply to our lives and use our Jesus as our example. Because listen, if the world can't see Jesus in you, where are they going to see it? They're not going to see it in that world. You and I today, you and I today are the light. We're the candle, not to be put under a bushel, under a basket, or under a bed. We're to be put on a candlestick to illuminate so that the world can see. Can hardship, can stress be beneficial? Yes, dear friends, it can. And how it can is when we surrender. Not that God's will to be neglected, but that God's will is to be done. Notice here what Peter would say. But the God of all grace, who have called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered. Now get that. We're all going to suffer. We're all going to have bad times. We're all going to have things that hinder. But he said, but the God of all grace, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. What's he saying? Is that when we cast our care, that word cast means to throw it. It means to throw it to the Lord, not to throw it and to pick it up, but to throw it, praise God, to leave it there. Then you can get strengthened. Then you can get settled. And then, praise God, you can get established to go God's way. I don't know about you, but I got enough baggage on me. I don't need any more. I got enough. You got enough. And I thought about what Peter wrote in 1 Peter 5 and 7. Then I thought about the psalmist David. Well, you see, the same message that the Holy Spirit placed in Peter's heart is the same message that the Holy Spirit placed in David's heart. For notice here what David would write in Psalms 55 in verse 22. So similar to 1 Peter 5 and 7. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. If there's any moving going on in your life out of the will of God, it's all on us. It's not on him. You know, old Flip Wilson, we've told you that before, a comedian from yesteryear, he used to say, well, the devil made me do it. I want you to know something right now, dear friends, the devil ain't made me do nothing. Now, boy, he sure has tempted and tried me. He'd dangle it out there. The devil don't make me take hold in, it takes hold. I believe, dear friends, that if we will count the hardships and the pitfalls of life as opportunities to prove God's faithfulness, I believe that our witness and our testimony will grow tremendously in the world today. None of us like to suffer. None of us like worry, woe, pain. None of us. We're not wired that way. But ain't it wonderful when you call out to the Lord, that fresh breeze from that faraway country comes and caresses your heart, your soul, and puts a spring in that old lumbering step, brings joy to that old hardened heart. Ain't it wonderful? Ain't it wonderful? You say, well, Brother Lynn, the worry's still there. The woe's still there. The problems are still there. But praise be to God, you got somebody that walks with you. He talks with you. And he helps you. And he'll encourage you just to nudge on up to him. You leaned on yourself long enough, it's time to lean on him. That's how that the hardships and the stresses of life can be beneficial. There are opportunities to draw us close. I want you to understand something today. If you got everything you wanted, when you wanted it, how you wanted it, and why you wanted it, we would be the most arrogant people on the face of the earth. But God brings us to where we need to be. Because the Bible teaches us that if we draw nigh to him, what will he do? Draw nigh to us. He wants to draw nigh to us. So you say, well, that hardship I'm facing on the job, that problem in the family, that rift in our society, it's hindering me. Yes. But take it to the Lord. Things I can't make a difference in. But I know that all things is possible through him. Let's stand to our feet.